whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian, and also sitting in for Julia, who was sitting in for Mark. We have, well, he's been on the show once before as a guest, but tonight, I don't know, what should we call you, Angry Josh or just Josh?
I'm just Josh.
Okay, that works for me. Josh is with us. He's known as Angry Josh in the cartoons. If you've gone over to Dale's AnarchyInYourHead.com strip, you know we have Dale on Thursday nights. He has turned you into a cartoon character, so many of our listeners may be very familiar with you through the pages of the internet at AnarchyInYourHead.com.
I think I just generally have a colorful way of assessing some certain situations, and that seems to inspire Dale to create a character. So,
and you haven't been drinking before the show tonight, unlike your Porkfest appearance.
No, no.
I didn't realize how drunk you were until like halfway through the interview when I was trying to make sense of what it was you were saying. I was doing, but did you play it back by any chance?
Oh, I listened to it when I got back, and some things were definitely slurred together. I think I made a couple of excited comments to some people.
I just wasn't sure where you were going with your point. I was doing my best to try to extract that from you. It may have been because I'd had a long day myself, but I don't know.
It was fun with what have become friends over the last year. So
Porkfest was an amazing event. There's no doubt about it. So welcome to the program, Josh, sitting here on the third microphone. We're just going to jump right into things as we normally do. The show is about your calls. You can make them call in, talk about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. We'll start with a story that I intended to mention to bring up last night, which ran out of time. The story from the Raw Story or rawstory.com. Where six members of London's Metropolitan Police Force are the focus of a criminal investigation after a corruption probe revealed allegations by a serving officer that detectives waterboarded suspects allegedly caught with a large amount of marijuana. You want to talk about the war on drugs going down a very dark, dark path. I mean, it is gone. You'd thought it was insane enough as it was, with millions of innocent, peaceful people being locked in prison cells around the world. I mean, that was bad enough. The corruption, the police corruption, the abuse, the stealing, the theft, the violence that erupts from the war on drugs, all of that bad enough. But now waterboarding peaceful marijuana dealers?
Well, you're seeing, I think, a side effect of the militarization of the police force. Like a lot of these people are coming back
from
a war zone, and so they have this militant mindset. I have a friend went over there who was thrilled that he got to run around and kick people's doors in on raids.
Really? That was really exciting to him? That was one of the reasons why he went over?
Yeah, it's part of the reason I don't talk to that person so much anymore.
I don't blame you.
But, you know, they're just obviously taking whatever steps they can to ramp up their spy system.
It's madness. I mean, they normally, when they arrest somebody for drug possession, they try to turn them against whoever it is that sold the drugs to them. And, of course, the good guys will not snitch out on their buddies. And a lot of people do snitch. I used to know somebody who was ratted on by his own brother.
That's
so
bad.
I mean, you never know who's going to roll over on you. But when they start employing tactics like this...
Well, when you start calling it enhanced interrogation, it's going to trickle down the ladder to your local law enforcement. It's
very scary. I don't think anybody saw this one coming. I have to say, I didn't see this one coming, and it's very rare that I'm surprised by the depravity of the police state. It's because we see so many stories. It becomes desensitizing to where you see a story of grandparents getting their door kicked in and shot in the head, or you know, you see a story about the police shooting a little baby or a dog or something like that.
I heard one just this morning of a 120-pound 14-year-old boy tasered by a 200-pound school resource officer to break up a fight on the football field.
Just a few days ago, it was a 14-year-old girl that was tasered in the head.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, there's just so many stories.
There's no shortage.
You can't hear them all. There are stories that we could devote an entire 3-hour show and still not cover likely a couple weeks worth of activities by the police.
But
now waterboarding.
Yeah, the apologists still want to say that they're statistically so insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
Like these rare, seemingly rare instances of overuse of police force. That's, I think any of this is too much.
It is, absolutely is, but where does it stop, of course, is the question.
It stops where you want it to stop, Ian.
Well, how, when you say that, what do you mean by that?
Well, it takes one person at a time just saying no. Sadly, some people become victimized in the process. I'm
well,
not
that's
into
true.
Martyrdom. I'm not advocating martyrdom.
No, but you're right, but it has to be more than just saying no. It has to be standing by your no, because it's one thing to say no and then go ahead and pay taxes, which is what I do. You know, I'm still paying taxes because I'm afraid that these people that otherwise might be waterboarding somebody, and I realize this is only happening in the UK that we know of. I realize that. But
it's being test piloted in the UK.
The U.S. goes, it seems, as far as the police state is concerned, where the UK sort of cuts the blazes the trail, and so there's no reason why this couldn't come here.
Well, it's easier to claim precedent when you're oppressing people. It was done there. It worked there.
Right. And so would love to hear how you feel about this at 800-259-9231. I mean, I can't imagine anybody supports it. Even at this point, even the government people are feigning as though they're surprised. Even the people within the state are acting shocked by this, and so there is an investigation. Whether this will actually come to any sort of conclusion is always another question. Usually police investigations conclude that the police were well within their rights to do whatever abuse it was that they did. The story says the officers under investigation were among 10 based in Enfield, North London, who were suspended in February of one of the worst allegations of corruption to hit the Metropolitan Police in recent years, according to the Telegraph. The part of the inquiry focusing on alleged police brutality has been taken over by the Independent Police Complaints Commission. It's examining the conduct of 6 officers connected to drug raids in November, in which 4 men and women were arrested. The publication added that police said they found a large amount of cannabis, and the suspects were charged with an importation of a Class C drug. Cannabis isn't even as high up as some other drugs on the British tiering scale. Class C is not, as I understand it at least, that is not the most intense of punishment classes.
The thing that gets in my mind is I have chemicals underneath my sink that carry just a warning of keep out of your eyes, do not expose to children. Caustic chemicals could...
My favorite one is the one that says, don't use in a manner that is not prescribed by federal law or something like that.
Or something like that. Basically, if you don't do exactly as you're instructed, whatever happens to your person as a result of this, if you pour Drano crystals down your throat, you've accepted whatever damage that's going to do to your body. But
sure,
when it comes to these things labeled drugs, that logic seems to magically disappear.
What do you mean by that?
If you're following that same train of logic, if I'm 15 years old and I could walk in and buy...
In the status mind?
Yeah, some caustic cleaning elements that are far more dangerous to my health and anyone around me than any marijuana ever would
be. But it's not about that, is it? I mean, isn't it about the altered state? Isn't it about the fact that, because if it was about just hurting yourself, then you're right. They would put Drano behind the counter. You'd have to have a prescription. You'd have to, you know, show that you were proficient in how to unclog drains, and you'd have to go through those steps to get your hands on that. But it's not really about safety. It's about... It's about the experience, isn't it?
It is a gateway drug, Ian. It's a gateway, most people's first gateway into true self-awareness.
You mean any sort of psychedelic experience?
Absolutely, to be simultaneously in yourself, yet apart from yourself, and a part of all around you. That's kind of a scary thing for some people.
Sure it is. Sure it is, especially to people that have been trained that any sort of alteration of one's consciousness is unacceptable. But most Americans don't even believe that.
Whoa.
Most Americans are fully accepting of
it's
altering
illegal.
One's state. It's the illegal.
It's illegal. That's what they're up against, and it's a gateway there too. Is marijuana seems to be, at least most of the people I've encountered in my life, it's pretty much the first threshold that you cross over the status mentality.
Where you're saying you can't do that, and therefore you're...
The fear mongering that comes with it, the threats of it's destroying your future, being on your permanent record forever, you'll never get federal money for this,
mm-hmm.
You could go to prison for that, you'll never get your driver's license again, all these sort of things. You go into the experience with that looming over your head, then you have either a powerful or a small psychedelic experience, if at all, and you come through the end of that tunnel, usually unscathed.
They lied to me.
They lied to you. They lied to you. It's a gateway to thinking for yourself.
You're right about that. And it really was, marijuana for me was the gateway into the liberty movement. Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. So whether it's altered states, you want to comment on why it is that drugs have been prohibited, because there are a lot of different reasons. I believe that just prohibiting people from experiencing altered states is a motivation for some of the prohibitionists. For others, there could be a competitive factor in industry. We can touch on that in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-250-0146. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-250-0146 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-250-0146. That's 800-250-0146. Again, 800-250-0146.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is brought to you by our friends at SACL, C-A-I. It's 1-800-259-9231. That's 800 259-9231. Tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Josh.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the live streams. Got a broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam. So if you want to see what Josh looks like in real life, not in the cartoon world, you can see that at cam.freetalklive.com or get any of the streams and the cam at listen.freetalklive.com. That's probably the best link. Listen.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, we can come back and continue the discussion about drug prohibition and what are the reasons and motivations behind it, all of that. I would like to do that. But I also want to take phone calls, so we'll make a note and go to Chris in Texas. You can bring up anything. Chris, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Chris, what's up? How you doing?
Well, you know, up until about a year and a half ago, I was a pretty devout Republican, and my...
Some of us have been there.
Yeah, I've made a switch from, like, liberal to kind of conservative libertarian type in less than a year, so I understand.
The transition to liberty is it's an interesting one, but... something happened to me last night. My mom is a hardcore Democrat. I mean, she just bleeds socialism. And anyway, it's always really interesting conversations talking with her because, you know, obviously there's no hatred there, so we can really talk about these things. And
that's good.
I was making a point last night, and this actually kind of bothered me. And I know you guys probably, you know, y'all are going to be on the same page as me on this, but. I'm actually looking for maybe a caller that can answer this question. And in arguing with my mom last night, and we were talking about the health care and how the government wants to take over everything, I said, well, you know, Mom, just give me an example of one thing that the government does well.
Good and question.
I was expecting an answer, and it stopped her dead in her tracks.
Harry Brown used to ask that as, what's your favorite government program? But yours might even be a better version of the question.
It's been bothering me all day. I mean, so much so that I'm looking for a bigger audience of somebody somewhere, you know, come up with something.
I have an answer, but I want to ask Josh as the new guy here to chime in first.
I really can't think of any program that works kind of well.
Wait, it wasn't what government program. His question was, what does the government do well? Wasn't that your question?
What do they do well?
Well, I guess there's the obvious one. They take our money well, but...
There's one. Okay.
What do they do well as far as for us?
Well, as far as for you, nothing, but as far as what they do well, they kill people pretty effectively. I mean, whether it's, now, of course, now we're talking about how well do they do it. Well, could a private organization kill people more effectively? Most likely, but thank goodness private organizations aren't interested in doing that kind of business because it's too costly. It doesn't make any sense from an economic standpoint.
They do build roads, Ian.
They don't do that well, though.
The roads around here have a lot of potholes, and we got congestion everywhere. I'm gonna have to disagree on the roads.
But killing, they do fairly well. I mean, if you look back at the history of governments in the 20th century alone, millions of people's lives perished at the hands of their governments or somebody else's governments. And so I would say that's probably one of the best things they do. They also pollute pretty effectively. The U.S. military is the number one polluter, at least in this country, probably worldwide, but I know for the very least in the United States, the U.S. military is number one, a bigger polluter than all the top four corporate polluters combined. I believe that's Dr. Mary Roark's book, Healing Our World. So killing, polluting, stealing, you know, taking taxes and indoctrinating, they're pretty effective at that.
Scrambling competition. Don't forget that.
I got to tell you, Ian, I'm really looking for that warm fuzzy feeling, and you're not giving it to me.
Hey, I'm just answering the question. You asked what the government does well, and I've given you at least three or four different things that they do very well.
I was reading Newsweek while I waited for a haircut today, and I was trying to. They were trying to sell me on Medicare, as on nationwide scale.
Yeah,
they're liking it to Medicare, and saying that.
But that's desirable.
The statistic they gave, that 3% of administrative costs come out of the Medicare. I mean, only 3% of Medicare premiums.
Is overhead?
Yeah.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. They claim 3%, whereas like the private insurance sector is somewhere like 10 to 13%.
That seems absurd to me. Not that it would matter anyway, because it's still coercive. So even if you could get a 3% overhead by coercively funding your organization, I'm still not going to support it.
Yeah, finely tuned and well-functioning, tyranny is still tyranny.
So you can still throw the question out there, Chris, and maybe somebody will come up with an answer for you. Some of the more popular answers, I think that if you ask that question to more people, you might hear the space program. You know, that because that's kind of the warm, fuzzy, ooh, exploring space. And you might hear the weather service, you know, weather. Hey, how can you screw that one up?
You might just try a different angle and try to be more positive about it instead of finding, pointing out all of the government programs that are abysmal. Just pick out the gems of the market that do what they do very well.
Yeah,
I think that would be interesting. I'm actually I'm an insurance adjuster, and I follow the NOAA website pretty closely to monitor the hurricanes and stuff because it you know it matters with my work a whole lot. And I think that it's really overpriced, and you know for what you're really getting for how much of an investment we've made in some of these government entities that are supposed to be monitoring and
When you turn for the weather information, do you turn to your local television station, the weather channel, or the weather radio frequency that the government is putting out there? I mean, I go to weather.com if I want to get what the forecast is. I don't go to the NOAA website.
I use a widget on my Mac. That's my weather.
Yeah.
It's pretty accurate.
So, and it's not to say that those things couldn't be done. And of course, when somebody does bring those things up, then we get into the definition of, well, you said, well, does the government do this well? Well, it seems to me that there are a lot of other agencies that do weather a whole lot better than the government does for a whole lot cheaper. And as far as space travel is concerned now, NASA has been blown out of the water by the privateers out there competing for things like the X Prize. There's so much you can point to nowadays, which you couldn't do 2 decades ago. If you'd had this conversation 2 decades ago, the NASA thing would be a tough one to handle. You would just have to talk about how you believe the market would do a better job. Now we have the evidence to show that the market is doing a better job in that area. So of those two real feel-good programs, it's pretty easy to knock them down.
Yeah, you had the guy with, I can't remember his name, but he worked, it was Lockheed Martin or Boeing or somebody, and he came up with the whole Mars Direct plan at a tenth of the cost of NASA's plan to get to Mars, and it's just really disheartening. So I'm going to let you guys go, but yeah, if anybody's got an answer to that, shoot, you know, help me out. I don't want to feel completely lost.
The question was, what does the government do well? Was that the question?
What's something that they have done a good job at?
All right,
aside from killing us and taking our money.
Yep, thank you for throwing that out there, and thanks for sharing the conversation you had with your mom, because it's always interesting to hear what people's experiences are in bringing the ideas of freedom to whether it's a coworker or a family member or a loved one of some in some way a friend, because there are a lot of different things that will happen in those conversations, and we can all learn from this. I know that I'm a little jealous. He actually gets to have intelligent conversations with his mother about these things.
Yeah, mine just turned into violent arguments, so I eventually gave up. But
she wouldn't get violent, but I don't think I would let it get to that point. She would get very upset and get angry, and that was enough for me. I don't want to keep talking if that's going to be. I walked out of dinner one time just because.
Well, that's a shame.
We were out at family dinner out at some restaurant, and I'm out of here. Can't handle this. More on the way here. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com, get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your calls, let's talk to Drew in Florida. Drew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was just watching the History Channel, and they have a show about the Bilderberg Group. So I guess now they're admitting they exist. But 6 months ago, they were saying, oh, no, you're crazy for thinking they exist, you know, to everybody that would go on the news, you know, and talk about it.
So I was just listening to Harry Brown's Rule Your World, I think disc 13, prior to the program tonight. I was doing some cleaning, and he was talking about relevance. And, of course, he made some great points, and it rang real true to me because I make these same points every time someone calls with these points, these Bilderberg conspiracy things and the Bohemian Grove and the 9/11 and all that. And so I will ask you the same question I ask everyone else. Why is this relevant to me? Why is it relevant to you? Are you still there? Guess not.
Yeah, no.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I figured it was relevant because the number was on Alex Jones' website.
So you think you're talking to Alex Jones?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, sorry about that. When our board ops answer the phone, they say, Free Talk Live, then they ask what your name is. So you're on Free Talk Live where you can talk about anything. So we will allow you to call in and talk about conspiracy stuff, but you will have your feet held to the fire here. You know, we're not going to just pat you on the back and say, good job doing that research. Keep it up. Because here's how I feel about it. I feel like I love liberty and freedom, and that is those are two of the most important things, one of the most important things in my life is to attain as much of it as I possibly can. And I just don't understand how it is that the truth behind JFK, the truth behind 9/11, the truth behind the Bilderbergers or whatever the hell it is that the issue is of the moment, as far as the conspiracy of the moment is, I just don't understand how in any way that is relevant to me achieving liberty in my lifetime. Or you for yours. If that's what's important to you, it may not be important to you. Learning everything that you can about a conspiracy theory and then learning more and more and more, you know, could just be your hobby and that's just all you want to do with your time. What's your goal?
I think it's more about knowing your enemy, Ian, and really coming to terms. I mean, it's a case by case.
Are you one of the Bilderbergers? Are you one?
I guess I'll acknowledge their existence. It's hard not to, but.
But when you say it's knowing your enemy, the purpose behind knowing your enemy is knowing how to respond or to deal with them. What you're talking about here are people that that meet in some hotel half a world away from wherever you are generally, and they allegedly plot evil things and plot the takeover of the world. And in what way is knowing any of that's happening changing how you live your daily life? In what way is knowing and having the knowledge about that, or the alleged knowledge, because a lot of what they say about the Bilderbergers is alleged from the supposed insiders and all that, how does that change how you are today about your life for the future?
Well, sometimes it could put you through varying degrees of fear. Like, my finding about the Free State Project and moving out to Keene from within New Hampshire is a direct result of kind of falling into the 9/11 trap. You know, I had a hard time coming to terms with not buying the official story and the type of fear that can go through you. I was in the 11th grade when I saw it on TV and, you know, immediately fell into the fear trap. So I recently watched Alex's latest movie just for informational purposes and entertainment.
Oh, he makes great movies. I really like the guy's movies. And I like the reporting he does on the police state. I think he's really spot on.
It's helpful to know who's financing that sort of thing.
Is it helpful? I mean, what is that going to change? What are you going to do about that?
Well,
these are the most powerful bankers in the world and other people, the most powerful industrialists or whatever.
Counter-economics, Ian.
Well, I've done plenty of counter-economics.
You said you're doing something about it.
You can do counter-economics whether or not you know who the rich bankers are. You can do counter-economics, you can do activism, and you can do all these things without knowing what hotel the Bilderbergers are meeting in this year.
Oh.
Do you see where I'm coming from?
Oh, you're talking about the real specifics.
That's what these people obsess over, is the specifics of, they're planning to eliminate 80% of the world's population. You don't need to know, and whether they're doing that or not, whether it's 50% or whatever, you don't need to know all that to focus on what's important to you in your life. And that's why I'm saying, if what's important to you is knowing all this minutia about what you believe happened on 9/11 or you believe the Bilderbergers are up to, then that's fine. Everybody's got to have their hobby. But don't try to tell me that it's relevant. Maybe that's not what you're trying to tell me.
Well, if you buy into the globalist mindset, I agree with you. It's much more effective to each person where you are. Take the liberty for yourself. It's not a commodity to be spent out or written down on paper and granted to people. It's yours for the taking. It's been yours all along.
True, and you have to step up and do that. But sitting there and doing a bunch of research about who owns what and who's in control of what and all of that, I don't know if that really gets you any bit closer to that goal of freedom. I don't think it does.
You personally doing the research? No, but, you know, if say, my whole problem with statism and the collective mindset is because of what happened in Europe and Russia in the teens through the 40s, all the fascist states that rose up, claimed to do things in the name of the people, murdered the people for their own good. To know that maybe the money that funded these things is ill-gotten, ill-produced, fraudulent, the people that
they're stealing money from people. I mean, this is the other thing. And are you still there, Drew? Drew's not too quick to respond. You are still there. Okay, well, so I have to ask you, what is your intention in spreading this information? What is your purpose?
The point being is, if enough people knew about the way the world economy is manipulated, maybe people would stop buying all these products. If you research Edward
Bernays... That's what you want people to do, is stop buying products?
No, not like that. I mean, the way that they have the market set up that funds these monopolies, you know, like Victoria's Secret, Nike shoes.
Those aren't monopolies. Those are big corporations with a fairly decent market influence, but
you
can have all the same people in the market. Like I agree in the fact that it's good to know what the banks are really all about. That's why I've withdrawn my support from banks. I try to do as much silver as I can. I'm kind of locked into the
I didn't say there was anything wrong with knowing about the banking system and understanding the system. What I have an issue with is the conspiracy theory world goes so deep. The rabbit hole goes so far, and whether you just kind of dance around the outside of it and glance in from time to time, you know, there's no harm in that. Once you start digging in and you dig in and you dig in and you dig in, it never ends. And then, you know, before you know it, you're out there espousing that there are lizard people that projected holograms into the side of the Twin Towers. I mean, it goes that deep.
Okay.
And so you're not that is not persuasive.
I'll put it succinctly. All those who would wish to control, enslave, and steal, or direct from you, or direct your life, should be resisted. The rest is just drama.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's why I think that getting on the air, whether you're a radio show host or a caller, and trying to persuade people with this information, if that is your purpose, is futile. Because while there are some people that may glom onto it and may get excited by it and may end up in the right place, as it sounds like you might have done, I don't bemoan that at all. But what I'm concerned with is all the people who are turned off by it at the same time that just say, you know, that's crack pottery. I think most of it's crack pottery. You know, there's chemtrails.
Obsessing on it might be, but like processing the information and integrating it is
a bunch of crap.
See, there you are. See, you haven't gone all the way down the rabbit hole.
No. See, some things are real and some things aren't. And I can differentiate between those things. The banking scheme, now, you know, that's you know, realistic. The reptilians, all this other crap I hear about.
But the further down the rabbit hole you go, the more difficult it becomes to persuade people on those things. And I thank you for the call tonight. The more difficult it becomes. That's why I stop at the real-life tangible stories, the concrete examples of... Some guy got waterboarded for being a cannabis dealer.
It's your life and the immediate scope of your life. That should be your concern.
800-259-9231. Point to real-life stories that nobody can deny. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babbitt with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Whatever you want, just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Josh.
Josh, one of the other Keniacs in the area here, and New Hampshire native.
I thought I am.
I don't think here. Do we have any other New Hampshire natives on the show? I don't think
Toby.
We do. Yeah, Toby. Well, he comes
Nick.
In. Oh,
Nick
is a New Hampshire native. That's right. That's right. How did I forget that? We just have so many darn co-hosts, and they're so talented. So thanks for coming in here tonight. It was a very short notice thing. In fact, you just happened to show up here by a complete chance.
Yeah, that's sort of like the community that's erupted around here.
What do you mean? People just show up at your house?
No, just like the sort of tight-knit thing, like... At least, like, the Keene Free State has become.
Yeah.
I mean, these people I've known less than a year are some of the best friends I've had in my life. So.
Well, like I was saying at Porkfest, these are relationships that, presuming folks stay here in New Hampshire, and I'm not going anywhere, are going to be lifelong friendships.
Porkfest was great because I just get there, I'm setting up my tent, and I see 30 faces I've gotten to know over the past year, and it's... If you've moved out here, if you're thinking of moving out here, that's probably the place to do it.
What, out to Keene?
Well, to Keene or to come to a Porkfest or anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah,
these are the people that you're probably looking for.
They are certainly the people that I'm looking for. I've never had so much fun in my whole life.
That's great.
So, again, thanks for coming out here. I want to dig in a little bit here into what you said, and then we'll get back into taking the phone calls.
Absolutely.
But we were talking with one of the conspiracy callers, and you actually mentioned that you found the Liberty Movement through the whole 9/11 truth thing. And I normally when that stuff comes in or when those calls come in, I always go the route of asking what the relevance is. And we usually talk about how it is that the conspiracy theorist movement in general is very defeatist in that the more you listen to them, the more you hear this message of they control everything, they are in
you
control.
You will be dominated.
You will be dominated. It's a police state, a prison planet.
Assimilate.
right? They're going to kill 80% of the population, so you've nothing to live for. Stock up on all the food that you can. Just kind of this doomsday attitude of there is no hope. You know, oh, except Ron Paul. Vote for Ron Paul and he'll fix everything. Well, oh, he lost. See, there's no hope. There's no hope. And so it's this constant message. And what you had said was that it was a depressing thing when you
Absolutely.
First came across that.
I fell prey to the 9/11 movement because I did not believe the official story, and I had a hard time coming to deal with that. You know, this government and in our schooling, it's no shortage of reminding us how evil the other governments of the world were and all their own citizens that they murdered. So I suspended disbelief for a moment and entertained the possibility that I lived in a reality where that could be the reality here.
Sure, it could be. And that's why I say when these guys call in, it's like, look, I'm not taking the government's side. I don't believe what they say, but I don't necessarily believe what some guy on the radio says either. It doesn't matter to me. But that the fact that you are saying that it was a depressing thing for you, how long did that last?
Oh, phew, a long time.
So how old were you when you came across the info?
I was 21 years old.
And you are now?
24.
Okay. And so how long is a long time? I mean, that's 3 years, so...
I mean, coming out of sort of like the crest of it now, but...
Really? Okay.
You know,
wow.
When you,
that is a long time.
Yeah, when you suspend that disbelief and you entertain that possibility that your protectors really are your destroyers and are capable, they're just human beings, but despite what you know colors you may wave around or whatever maps you want to draw. But the way that's relevant is because... some of that information could end up bringing you down paths you might not have otherwise been. Because just prior to that, I was all caught up in the hoopla of promoting John Kerry, getting John Kerry over George W. Bush.
Oh,
I mean, I started to kind of clue in there.
Yeah.
Know what was going on when they ran the Swift Boat campaign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some years passed, and just, I couldn't get it out of my mind. Started reading some more books. I ended up... having a conversation with someone from one of my Aikido classes about this one night, and
about the whole conspiracy thing, or
yeah, just in general, where I was at politically and my fears for the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going back,
kill 80% of us.
Yeah, going back and learning more about the Cold War and coming to like terms with that stuff, and you know, reading some more things and realizing that collectivism was really the source of all of this stuff.
Sure.
So that person ended up being Mike Ruff, which he was an early mover, very early mover.
Free Stater.
Yeah. So that's how I got introduced to the Free State Project.
How about that?
We'd carpool us into your show and started doing more research and ended up moving out to Keene.
What changed the depression thing? I mean, you said you're just coming out of it just now after 3 years. What started to change it? What helped move you along?
Well, no one's depressed because they have a lack of Xanax in their body. It's circumstances in one's life that will bring them down, certain failures, perceived failures.
It's how you interpret
the circumstances. Inability to realize your vision in life, maybe a lack of the camaraderie or companionship you thought you would have.
And a lot of people have that at a young age, especially just getting out of, for instance, like a government indoctrination system like the government school. They don't really give young people a real understanding of what life is like. And so I could imagine how you said lack of vision. There aren't very many 18-year-olds that get out of school with a real vision for what they want to do.
At that point in my life, I was waking up from the American dream.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of seeing things more lucidly. But, you know, it's brought me to places in my life that, now looking back, seemed inevitable. It kind of seemed inevitable that I would end up here at this point in my life with the people who are here. And
funny
I'm glad
how that
for
is.
It.
All right, 800-259-9231. So that confirms my belief that it is a very defeatist kind of mentality. And I'm glad that you found the activist movement, because these are people that do things. The conspiracy guys call talk shows and talk about details and minutia and, you know, how big the engines were on the 747 and all that, and why, you know, the thermal melting point of steel and all of this stuff that just doesn't really matter in the scheme of things as far as attaining liberty and helping convince people that the government government, as you said, the supposed protectors are actually the biggest threat to your freedom. It's much much easier to convince people of that, in my opinion, when you stick to the facts of real-life concrete examples of tyranny after tyranny after tyranny after tyranny, as we can do on this show. There's story after story every day that nobody can say, well, I don't believe you, because that's the official story, is the tyranny. There's no conspiracy there. You don't have to convince
anyone. The provable circumstance after circumstance is what kind of erodes the foundation of the myths around things like 9/11, if you're into the Bilderbergers. It seems more plausible when you have this case study of failure and corruption to go by.
I see that. 800-259-9231. We will go to your calls. Eric in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live on the AMP line. Hello.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Eric. Evening. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, earlier this week, you mentioned the story about the D.C. police chief whining about people using an app on the iPhone to warn each other about police traps.
Yes, and she called them cowards.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you didn't know the name, so I'll give you the name. It's the Trapster app.
Trapster. Okay.
Was Paul Revere a coward then?
Yeah.
Is it only for D.C., or does it work for the rest of the country?
It works for the entire country.
Oh, cool.
Beautiful.
And this is it's actually very simple to use. There's a big button on the bottom of the app that says report police, and it uses your GPS location, so you don't have to worry about getting the right location and all that. You just hit the button and it immediately uses that location, and then you can choose whether it's a camera light or a mobile camera.
That was going to be my next question.
Where I come from, we just kind of flash our lights at people.
They're starting here, though.
It could be a cop or a moose. Just be on your guard.
But New Hampshire is beginning to get the cameras. Like down in Nashua, I understand they're just now going to be installing.
They're installed in secret locations. You won't know where they are.
Well, until they find them. And I mean, if you get caught by one, you're going to find out where the camera was, right?
Well, it's that really shiny brick.
That's one of the great things about this app is it's got so many classifications. Like you can say, you know, there may not be a cop here right now, but I know that they hang out here a lot.
Nice. And less usual spots. Yeah. That's cool. Technical question. Is it just for iPhone users, or have they expanded out to other smartphones like Blackberries and things like that?
From my knowledge right now, it's just iPhone.
Okay.
But I don't see why they couldn't expand to other platforms very easily. And the cool thing is you were one of the questions that you and Mark had the other night was, you know, well, how gameable is this? Like, could the cops go in and game it?
Yeah.
It's actually pretty game proof, because what will happen is as you're driving along, it'll alert you that cops often drive here. And if you're somebody who lives in that neighborhood, you go, well, that's just a bunch of bunk. You can say, nope, they don't. So you can vote them up or down, and the icon will change color based on
And there are more of us than there are of them, so the more votes that we put in, the better off.
Just don't cry wolf.
That's brilliant. Trapster is the application, and is it free?
It's $1.99.
Well worth it. That's $1.99, right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for the call, Eric. Hour number two is on the way. If that saves you from a $200 speeding ticket, spend that money. Hour two is coming up. Free Talk Live.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you're with us or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. You know, we're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.